This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
And then from a business standpoint, for us to continually touch the community in a special way, for us to make massive progress on our stadium, to be in the ground in 2025 so we can open up in 2028 and be able to bid for Super Bowls after that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That, of course, the voice of Kevin Warren, the Bears president, talking about a new stadium. And what better source to go to than Mark Gannis? He, of course, a great local sports business guy, SportsCore founder, and, of course, president. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's always great to be on with you, too.
Really appreciate it. And we've got so much going on. There's also breaking news this morning from the Tribune with the Chicago Fire now planning their building in the 78. We had talked about it as a possibility with the White Sox, and now the team is planning on building a private stadium, private money for $650 million. So we got to get into the Bears, but we got to talk about the Fire as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, can we take a moment and just say Joe Mansueto,
yep,
a guy who grew up in Indiana, who started this newsletter about the finance industry in his apartment, self-made billionaire, didn't get it from Papa Mansueto, didn't get it from starting a finance company or tech company or finance company on his own. Now a multi-billionaire, self-made here in Chicago, publicly comes out and says he's going to spend close to $700 million of his own money to build a relatively small 22,000-seat soccer-specific stadium on private dirt. You know, there's a lot of good to that story that we shouldn't just neglect and just gloss over as we'll talk about the bigger implications. I think that's a really good part of the story, and it's a nice thing to be able to kind of lead with, if you don't mind.
There's no doubt about it, Mark. It's extraordinary, it's transformational, and it is reflective of the kind of ambition Joe Mansueto has, and he was aggressive in pursuing this. I have to ask you this, though. $650 million, 62 yep, acres. It's at the plot of land known as the 78. It's the Chicago River at Roosevelt Road. Does the Fire building this facility preclude or make it impossible for the White Sox to eye a similar project and build a baseball stadium on the same patch of land?
not the same patch of land, but somewhere else on the larger patch of land. It doesn't make it impossible, but makes it far more difficult. A lot more challenges. And that is the only negative to this story, is that a soccer stadium, 22,000 seat soccer stadium, as wonderful as the and feel good as the story is, doesn't have anywhere near the economic impact that a baseball stadium would have had on that site. Doesn't have anywhere near the kind of multi-month, most of the year impact on the creation of a neighborhood and people being in the area that a baseball stadium would. And we can see that with Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville. So we don't have to go far to see what kind of impact a baseball stadium has on its surrounding community 12 months of the year, not just during the 6 or 7 months of baseball. So that may be the only drawback. But, you know, sometimes you take the deal that you can get rather than the bigger deal that is not available. You take the deal that's available, not the deal that you'd like to have but isn't available. The White Sox deal right now is not available. Springfield is not stepping up for a lot of reasons, and the politicians will tell you that the money's just not there. Okay, you know, that happens in government. And so this is the third or fourth anchor tenant that Related Midwest has tried to get on that property, and this one is likely to happen, but it's not the highest and best use, as I personally see it, as it would have been if there was a White Sox stadium there as the anchor.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary turn of events. Joe Mansueto, by the way, the story in the Tribune, we read a couple of quotes from him, one of which is him saying that it's his belief that stadiums should be privately financed, and he's putting his money into it. He says, most of the value accrues to the sports team, so it's only fair that the sports team shoulders the cost of its construction. When do you hear that, Mark? I mean, we don't get that in Chicago a lot, so it was pretty spectacular to read that story.
Yeah, that is true. Although, you know, guys, here in Chicago, the United Center was built with private money. The entire rebuild of Wrigley Field, $1 billion-plus, was all built with private money. The ones that look for public money get a tremendous amount of attention. But we've had two right here. And then look at Ryan Field in Evanston being built with private money. So it's not that it doesn't happen here. It does, and it has happened here. And now this will be another example. And you look around the country, and the large markets do. And look, to be fair to the Bears in this discussion, if we're going to shift to them, they've said from the beginning that they will pay for the building of the stadium itself. It's all the other costs associated with the stadium that they were looking for public funding. And building on the lakefront, it's many billions of dollars of additional costs. Whereas building in Arlington Heights, the number is far, far smaller, and it's mainly infrastructure related. So it's a very big difference in scope. But the Bears are saying they'll still build the stadium with their own money. So we've had examples of that in Chicago.
Before we pivot to the Bears, Mark, I think I'm curious about what the White Sox do now. And among their options, do they include the Michael Reese Hospital site, Soldier Field, or anywhere else that we haven't mentioned?
Well, you know, and this is where, you know, if you hear that musical chairs little theme going on in the back of your mind, think of the teams as the people walking around the chairs, and the sites as the chairs that keep getting pulled one after the other as the music stops, because that's what's happening right now. The White Sox, if you recall, back when the White Sox got the site for, you know, where Rate Park Field, what is it even called these days?
Rate Field.
Thank you. There we go. That wasn't their first site. You know, they wanted to go to Aurora. They wanted to go here. They wanted to go there. That was the site that was remaining. And that may be what ends up happening here again. It's what is what is remaining for the White Sox rather than what is preferable for the White Sox. And that's, frankly, guys, if they stay in Chicago. And I do, I raise that if more today than I would have yesterday. It's as much as we all want to think that they have to stay here because of the size of the market, as local television revenue has dried up because of cord cutting, and the value from regional sports networks has diminished so very much, the advantages that the number three market in the country has versus, say, a place like Nashville diminish significantly for the second team in the market. So, again, I'm not trying to, just raise panic, but just identify the reality that some parties are going to need to really step up to try and figure out a solution for the White Sox long-term here in town.
Has Jerry Reinsdorf, we know what a heady businessman he's been over the years, has he been outmaneuvered here by Joe Mansueto?
No, I think what this was more than anything else was Springfield changed on him over the years. That what has happened in state government in particular, not as much in the city, but has happened in state government, and the big changes. When the old guard, look, some people did well with the old guard, the Michael Madigan old guard, that whole group. There were a lot of people that did well. There were people that felt the city and the state was a better place to be, a better place to do business when you had the Dailies and you had the Madigans and things, got done and that kind of thing. Then there are people who say, no, that was very unfair and corrupt, and we had to get rid of that. And there are arguments to be made in both directions, but it's different. It's not the same place. It's much harder to get things done in Springfield, and that is what has changed on Jerry. So I don't think it's that he was outmaneuvered. I think just the political circumstances and the broadcasting circumstances have changed over the last 15 years in a very meaningful way.
Speaking of how difficult it can be to get things done in Springfield, that brings us to the Bears. And last week we learned that the legislative session, finished without the Bears striking a deal. They were looking at mega development legislation, which would essentially fix property taxes over the next 20 years or a period of time that they wanted. They were unable to strike a deal. Mark, what does that mean in terms of their timetable? And did they leave Springfield discouraged?
Well, they're not going to say they're leaving Springfield discouraged, but sure, of course, because they can't, they still don't have a deal in Springfield that they can then now focus on all the other things they have to get done to be able to start committing and digging and building and buying steel and concrete and mobilizing and building a stadium. That all having been said, they got closer than they've ever gotten. And that should be optimistic. Now, there's a real question here. The idea of being part of a mega project piece of legislation or something smaller. There's a big risk being part of a mega development legislation, and that is that all sorts of things could derail it. But there might be more goodies in it for the Bears than otherwise would have been in a standalone piece of legislation or a more modest piece of legislation that should get passed without a problem. And when I say should get passed, the kinds of things the Bears have publicly asked for should come from the state as a matter of course. They're not asking for money to build a stadium. They're asking for infrastructure. They're asking for tax certainty. These are things when a private party is looking to commit $3 to $4 or more billion dollars on a site in the state, in Cook County, that's going to be paying taxes, that's going to be employing people. The state should work with them on it. And the city legislators should not be trying to block it because their noses are out of joint, because they're moving out of the city. They're staying in the region. They're staying in Cook County, for crying out loud. They're not even leaving Cook County. So they should participate in that. And I'll add one other thing. If the Bears wind up building a dome on their stadium, I think it's actually a very bad financial decision for the Bears and a gift of epic proportions that they're giving to the state and to the county and to the region, because the Bears will never recoup anywhere close to the sunk costs that they will have in a dome stadium. But the mega events that will come in will benefit the state and the region more than they will benefit the Bears.
You know, it's kind of fascinating because it is my understanding, Mark, and maybe this isn't correct, but you can help us through the politics of this, that the state legislature is very heavily Democratic, as is all aspects of the Illinois government. And there are a lot of people in Chicago that are hesitant about putting a vote behind the Bears for them to move to Arlington Heights, because that could impact their own jobs, their own base. That them moving to Arlington Heights might make it more difficult for the Democrats in the legislature to vote for that or to aid them in any way. Is that part of the game here?
If it is, and look, you know, this is Chicago and Illinois, so it very well could be. But if it is, it is such small ball. It is so trivial as compared to what is on the table to be almost embarrassing if that is actually where their heads are at. I mean, truly embarrassing. It is so trivial compared to the overall benefit for the state. But it is Chicago and it is Illinois, so you can't discount that as a possibility.
Speaking of embarrassed, what's Kevin Warren's reaction, or how does he look if this does not result in a deal being struck and the ground being broken, and we get to the 2026 calendar year, January 1st, and the Bears are not having started the project in Arlington Heights?
It'll be a disappointment for sure, but you know, Kevin is eternally optimistic. That is his nature. You know, if you know Kevin's background, if you know the health issues he suffered as a young man and how he recovered from horrific injuries that he suffered, if you understand his faith, you understand that Kevin Warren is an eternally optimistic man who has great belief in the Lord and in the and in his plan for us. So he will take it as a challenge, and he will continue to move forward with the plan and work with everyone who will work with him. That is his nature. That is who he is in his DNA. And I think is one of the main reasons he was selected by the McCaskies, by the late Andy McKenna, by Pat Ryan to be the CEO of the Bears.
Yeah, I get all that, but I just don't quite understand how things have turned this way. In other words, they couldn't get the money that they needed, so they're back at Arlington Heights. Why the 4-year delay from the time they owned the building till then? And what was the point of the various meetings that they had, including the one at Soldier Field to announce this thing about a year ago? It just feels like that's all empty calories. I get it. They need the tax. They need to have certainty in what the tax is, but it just feels like that was a lot of time invested in stuff that has never come to fruition.
You know, you're right about that. If we look at it in retrospect, with Monday morning quarterbacking, we can look at it. It was a lot of time, wasted time. Or we can look at it as if this was the one shot to see if there could be something that could last for multiple generations on the lakefront in the city of Chicago. Look, I did not, you know, we talked about this back when this occurred.
Right.
There were a lot of reasons why I knew that was going to go nowhere. First and foremost, the legalities. You know, we'd lived through the Lucas Museum where George Lucas and Melody Hobson were going to give a $1 billion gift to the city of Chicago, and it got roundly rejected because of the Lakefront Protection Ordinance. So I did not think it was ever going to get through. I also knew how weak and feckless Brandon Johnson has been as mayor. So I knew he had very little juice in Springfield to get anything through as compared to, say, Rahm Emanuel or one of the dailies before right. him. And all anybody had to do was pay a little bit of attention to the financial condition the state of Illinois was in. So there just wasn't any money post-COVID because they spent so much money during COVID that just to get to any semblance of a balanced budget required, that was going to take financial engineering beyond anybody's prior imagination. So the money wasn't there either. So it was not something that was going to happen. But, you know, the old Daniel Burnham line, make no little plans for they have no fire to stir men's souls. Give it a shot. So I'm not going to criticize for taking the shot, but it did cost something. It cost time. But right. they took a shot. Give them credit for having taken the shot and recognize that it's recognized that it didn't work. Focus on Arlington Heights. They never lost their eye on that. And now work with the state to make that happen.
Great stuff, Mark. Thank you a ton. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Yeah.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
That is Mark Gannis, always.
A lot of information, a lot to react to. We'll do that when we come back. But right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Hollywood legend Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters for one unforgettable night of rootsy rock and roll swagger at Joe's Live Tuesday, September 16th. Tickets are on sale at joesliverosemont.com. Get yours before they're gone, but be the sixth caller right now, and you can win your own, 312-540-0670.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It'll be a disappointment, for sure, but, you know, Kevin is eternally optimistic. That is his nature. You know, if you know Kevin's background, if you know the health issues he suffered as a young man, and how he recovered from horrific injuries that he suffered, if you understand his faith, you understand that Kevin Warren is an eternally optimistic man who has great belief in the Lord and in the and in his plan for us. So he will take it as a challenge, and he will continue to move forward with the plan and work with everyone who will work with him. That is his nature. That is who he is in his DNA, and I think is one of the main reasons.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Interesting to hear what Mark Gannis had to say about the Bears' new stadium and the fact that they have yet to get any help from the Illinois legislature. There's another meeting in September.
Yeah,
so they reconvene.
Yeah, they reconvene, and there's hope that over the summer there's still be communication.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a deal being struck. There's a Chicago contingent. I think Cam Buckner would be an interesting guest to have on at some point because he represents Chicago's interests, and I think it's in Chicago's best interest to do everything possible to keep the Bears in the city. I love Mark Gannis, and I know we both have a ton of respect for him. And the only thing that I wanted, if we had a longer conversation, was to ask him after that comment about Kevin Warren being eternally optimistic, is that how prudent is that? Because if I'm a football organization, if I'm the McCaskies, I want my football coach to be eternally optimistic. I want my football president to be eternally realistic. And I don't know how realistic it ever was that the Bears were going to build on the lakefront in the south lot and do what Kevin Warren spent so much time and money trying to tell us he was going to do. That's in the name of optimism. I think if that's in the name of optimism, then there's got to be some very difficult conversations about what we need to get. If I'm the Bears and I'm the McCaskies and I'm the organization, I want to be realistic. I don't want to be optimistic.
Yeah. Listen.
Because time is money.
They spent a lot of time working out various ideas, talking about different things. That news conference that they had down by the lakefront that day, with the mayor involved, and you know, I mean, there was nothing there.
It was ostentatious. It was. It was flashy.
Yes.
It was. It really required some audacity to do that, knowing what they knew, understanding what they should have understood about how difficult it would be to pull all of that off, politically, economically. Just not in today's day and age did it make much sense that it was ever going to get off the ground.
No.
So that's the Bears' future and the Bears situation. What he said about the two other teams in town that we're talking about, the White Sox and the Fire, also require a little bit of follow-up. Let's start with the White Sox. I don't think that he sounded very cavalier, almost like, not cavalier, but casually mentioned the fact that, well, moving out of the city is now back in play.
You know, I mean, honestly, really?
That's not me saying that.
But I'm asking you.
But did I misunderstand that? Did you hear it the same way?
No, I just, like, I don't think there's a lot of stomach for it.
No,
I don't think. I think that once upon a time, you could pressure people and do things. I think those days have changed. I don't think there is this amount of cash.
Well, it's not the late 80s.
Around. Exactly.
It's not the late 80s. You don't have the kind of leverage if you're Jerry Reinsdorf and you're the White Sox. You don't. You need some help and you need a plan. You need some direction. And that's why I think the big question coming out from the Sox perspective, this Chicago Fire project, $650 million, privately funded, 62 acres. What the Sox do next? They've got to be confounded. It's got to be a very difficult reality to.
Well, they're not going to be pressuring people to. You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but they're not an attractive product either, Mr. David. It's not like there are a bunch of Sox fans that want to get together and let's all chip in. So we got to keep them here and all this stuff. I don't know where they're going. I don't know, you know, the out of town threat thing. I don't know if that means outside the city limits or if that means like, let's go have another meeting with the mayor of Nashville. But it doesn't seem like there's much stomach there either.
Well,
for it. I don't want to see that happen.
I found myself again. These are longer conversations we were unable to have. But my thought process after hearing what he had to say was, I do wonder what the Ishbias think. I do wonder what, if they're a brother in tandem, if it's one or the other. It's Matt Ishbia, I think, is the one interested or has the financial interest with the White Sox.
Building a mansion building in Winnetka.
Yeah. So I wonder how he views this latest development, literally and figuratively.
Is it good
in the
for
South
him?
Loop?
Bad for him? What do you
think? How could it be good for him?
Because we heard from the chairman that he didn't want to give anything up and he wasn't planning on selling. I'm wondering, does that change if there's no path forward for him in Chicago?
I do wonder that, but I also wonder about, again, something we rarely discuss, and I do think it's got to, again, this may sound terribly naive to a lot of people, but it's got to still be on the table. If you're an investor in the White Sox and you want to, you're considering the options of what to do with the ballpark they play in, what would be wrong or would it be crazy to consider renovating the ballpark you're in and redeveloping the area around it? Because it's still a ballpark that has a ton of tradition. It's got the location and you have the capacity to do that kind of thing. If you want to be ambitious and make no small plans, why not? That's rarely discussed.
But that's fine, David. And I'm not arguing for a second on that, but I'm just asking the question. Where else can they go? You know, the 78, let's just say for the purpose of this discussion, the 78 and that whole master plan and that hope is gone. Okay? They're not going to, where else would you build it? Where else are we talking about the lakefront again? No.
No.
Could you convert Soldier Field into
a baseball stadium? That seems unrealistic.
No. It doesn't seem like
it. Seems optimistic, but unrealistic.
I mean, you know, are you going Michael with Reese the site? Bears? Well, the Michael Reese site, that might be able to work. But I mean, you know, we got to talk to those guys. They tried to make a last minute pitch with the Bears and they showed it, drawings, etc. I suppose a baseball stadium smaller than a football stadium. If you could squeeze in one, you could squeeze in the other.
Yeah, I don't know, David.
I'm being honest. Well, I have no idea.
I don't think that there is a plan that we've seen or heard about as developed or is further along than the one that just seemingly got blocked.
Yes.
This morning's news that the Chicago Fire are building a $650 million, 62-acre stadium on 62 acres, to me, makes it very unrealistic to think the White Sox are going to be building a park in the same area.
Yeah,
I agree. If you accept that as a premise, then if you're the Sox, you're like, what next? I don't know. They've got a lot of issues there at 35th and Shields. You know, the ball club itself, the ballpark. The future, it's just a lot of starting over.
Holy guacamole. And Mark says as well that, you know, it's likely that they knew about it. I don't know. We've talked about it. They must know if something that big is slipping away.
Well, my sense is that as involved as Related Midwest was with Joe Mansueto in finalizing these plans and, you know,
sure.
Related Midwest wanted an anchor tenant, and basically the quotes in the Tribune story reflect that. They said this is the anchor tenant they were looking for. I think that this isn't something that comes together in a weekend. It doesn't come together in a springtime. This has got to be something that was in the works for a while. That's a lot of money, $650 million. The process of public meetings and getting a lot of the clearances that are necessary, that has begun. So I think this is...
So what is Jerry's plan now?
That is the ability to answer that. Only one man has that ability. And I don't think we know what Jerry Reinsdorf thinks about all of this. I don't know that anybody can speak for him. I don't think that we've ever gotten used to anybody when it comes to ballpark issues, anybody speaking for him. There's not been anybody who's second in command. His son runs the Bulls. There's no other real stakeholder that has been the spokesperson. So I think that it's a mystery. And I don't know that we're going to find out anytime soon. I would love to know what the Ishbias think about this. I would love to know what Jerry Reinsdorf thinks about this. But I just don't know if we're anywhere close to getting any kind of substantive answers.
I mean, this is a big day for plans going awry as well as plans going forward. It is.
It's a transitional day. It's a transformational day.
Well,
and good for soccer fans in the city of Chicago. Chicago Fire has arrived.
The Bears will get a stadium, and the Bears own a bunch of land in Arlington Heights, and that will eventually work out.
Don't you think that eventually is going to happen?
No question.
It's just a matter of when. This is politics, and this is how the sausage is made.
I think that it seems like hearing what Joe Mansueto had to say in the newspaper and the fact that they've made this announcement today, I think the Fire are very ambitious, and they're going to get themselves a stadium. I mean, they're not waiting on public funding. They are talking about putting their own money in, and they're talking about being done in 2028.
2028, and breaking ground in the next 3 to 5 months.
But I don't know what happens with the Chicago White Sox. I don't know what it means in terms of their long-term future. I'm not even sure what it means in their short-term future.
Maybe it will result in them taking another good hard look at the lease at 35th and Shields, the conditions that are favorable to the team, and some kind of development around the ballpark. I would have to think that's got to be one of the several options they've discussed over the last several years. Maybe it's time to dust off the latest and find out if it's possible.
A fascinating day, David. And nothing else you can say about it other than you see real ambition with a like, let's be honest about it, a smaller sports franchise in the city, and I don't know if it's a missed opportunity or I don't know how to
depends on the counter
to
move.
View it.
It depends on the counter
in terms
move.
Of the White Sox.
Yeah, well, it depends on how they answer this or respond to it.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Joe Mansueto, doing what
we got to talk to.
We
Joe
love
Mansueto.
To see from professional sports owners. We do need to talk to him.
No, we got to talk.
Open invitation because he'd be a fascinating guy to get to know.
I agree with you. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Munster, Indiana.
Is that where he's from?
How about that region rat?
Yeah, that's good.
Region pride.
He's an Indiana boy.
Thank you. Pat.
Well, he's Chicagoan now.
He definitely is.
Yeah. All right. We've got Layla and Marshall next, and we'll talk to them. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.